The views and opinions expressed on Such Good Shoot here on the Johnners Podcast Network are those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or presentation of Such Good Shoot or the Johnners Podcast Network. Any content provided by our bloggers or authors are the opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything. Now please sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
My name is Jerry Jacob Jr. and I'm here driving this big old rig off across the country right now. And you know, right over there, we got my brother, my cousin, Train Richards, Wild Thang from his minor league days. Down there somewhere, we got my probation officer, Brad Marcus. And he here to make sure I don't do anything against my parole. And then, you know, apparently right below me is one of the regular hosts of this dang-gone show, Shane.
Yeah, where the fuck am I? Who are you people?
Well, I'll tell you what happened here, man, is I got in a, I shouldn't give too much detail because it's still in litigation, as they say, but I got into a physical altercation with that bitch, Tammy, and she done kicked me out the trailer. Well, I used to work for Isaac, and he done been kind enough to let me crash on his couch, and I locked him out.
Oh.
So I'm drinking some beer.
What are you, Jerry Jacobs Jr.?
Well, you know, I've been just driving through, and I need to stop here in Northern Virginia to get a new load for my rig. And my good old boy Dozer just let me crash down here for a little bit, and you know, he left for the night. So I went and I tried to raid his bar, but you know, he only got that fancy brand liquor. So, you know, I got some of that good old Tennessee White I brought with myself, and, you know.
I love that shine.
Yeah, it burned up right, and,
so
you know, it puts a little hair on your chest.
So both of you are freeloading drunks on my friend's couch. What happened to those guys? Where are they?
Well, that's a funny story. I can tell you what happened to Isaac, man. I done told him that while he was at work, his lady, the nurse, called, right? And I said that she had gotten into a bit of an accident, and she needed some help at the hospital. So he done runt off over there. And by the time he realizes that I done played a little trickaroo on him, he's going to come back and the podcast going to be all over with.
And
okay.
Honestly, I don't know where Dozer is. You know, the door was unlocked. I just walked right in.
All right, so he may be dead. Brad, are you actually Brad or are you someone else?
No, I'm playing my normal self, Brad.
Okay.
Brad, you know, Jewish Brad. From
all right,
Midwest.
I gotta say, yeah, man.
But I have a question. Wild Thing?
Yes, man.
No, I'm normal. You know, yeah, just straight up Jewish Brad, you know?
All right.
Just a Jewish guy and Brad. Yeah. Hey, Wild Thing, I have a question for you.
Yeah, what's up, man?
You said that you did some work for
he was the chef in the establishment. I washed some dishes at. I was on work release and had an agreement with the local Applebee's, and he was running the kitchen there, so he done let me have a job. And well, you know, he's a nice fella, so when I showed up on his front step, he just couldn't say no.
And you know,
yeah, I mean, that is about
American love story.
Yeah, that is about as good of a chef as Isaac is, if we're being honest, since we're among friends.
Yeah,
so,
sure. Well, I'll be honest, man. He done broke about 6 or 8 of them microwaves, man. So I don't know how much I'd even trust him around a hot pocket, man.
Oh.
Didn't that Joe Fodoraro guy get you fired from there or something?
Listen, man, we got a picture. We had pictures of Joe Federera up behind every bar and every kitchen and every Applebee's in America, man. You ought to watch out for that son of a bitch, man. He'll eat you out of house and home. He's got every goddamn coupon there is.
Yeah, yeah. Joe definitely, I don't know how you guys know Joe, but Joe would definitely just sit at an apps all day, event every day he could.
He did for three and a half weeks straight, man.
Everyone,
what just happened there?
Can we just calm down a little bit? Can we just do Sheik of the Week, please? Like,
No, we can't do no Sheik of the Week, man. What are we, some sort of? Listen, man.
America.
Listen, man. I want to say one thing.
You are on my show, and I'm not allowed to do Sheik. You know what? Fuck this. I'm out of here.
You can take your shit back to Saudi Arabia. Goddamn, man. I just want to apologize to you, Brad. Being a guest host here. No, hold on a second. I got to get this off my chest, man. Because you know, sometimes people make changes in their lives, man. They make mistakes in their past, and sometimes you come around, you make a change. I was possibly a little anti-Semitic when I was a little younger. But in recent days, man, especially in the last few months, man, I've seen the real oppression of the Jewish people in Israel from all over the world, man. And that's why tonight, because we don't want to sponsor that kind of hatred, we're not doing Sheik of the Week. We're going to do a gosh dang Hulk Hogan of the Week, because Hulk Hogan, man, now that is a real American.
Well, Dag Nabbit, you got it ready?
Hurry up. I don't know. Do I to you? Did I send it to you?
I know you did. I don't have it ready, damn it.
Oh, goddamn, man. Hold on a second, man. Let me just find this thing out here, man. I'm sorry, man. I thought that was on there, man. Here we go. We got it right here.
You sent me shit for reading. I told you, I'm illiterate.
I got this right here, man. Here we go. Yeah, there he is. There it is. Pull that sumbitch right up here, man. Here, let's see if we can do this here. It says, all I need is a couple of these before the bell. Give me the finish, call it in the ring, and a couple more of these after the bell, and you get history made with thousands and thousands standing until the music stops, brother. HH, now that is a real American, man. I tell you what, man, I get goosebumps just thinking about Hulk Hogan, man. There was Hulk Hogan, see, in wrestling, there was Hulk Hogan, and there was Stone Cold Steve Austin, man. Those are the real men of wrestling.
God bless, man. Now, that man could drink some beer.
Yes, sir.
Now, you know, we got to do something. I have a list here. It says we got to ask. Did y'all watch They Live?
They Live? Yeah, man. I seen that movie, man. That movie had, like, some sort of aliens in it, man. It was pretty fucked up, man.
Yeah, one of the greatest damn movies of all time.
It was pretty good, man. I saw Roddy Piper. He fought a black fella for about fucking 35 minutes in that movie for putting on a pair of sunglasses, man.
Well, say, damn.
What a thing to fight over, huh?
I don't know what to do if everyone's seen it.
Well, I don't know, man. I think they're supposed to ask Shane or something.
Yeah.
I guess he's got
a long time. I saw that when it was on HBO the first time.
HBO? Oh, man.
Man, I only get that.
Yeah. Okay. I watched it on Saturday morning.
Man, this is one of them times that if it was a couple of months ago, I would have made a wisecrack about you being Jewish and being able to afford fancy things like HBO. But now I'm just going to say, man, your people, man, they produce some great content.
Well, damn, you know.
Arthur.
Go on.
Triple J.
I only ever got the HBO when I stopped at those roadside motels along my routes. You know how it goes. You know, you stop at a motel, got
color TV,
HBO, color TV, free HBO.
Lot lizards.
Oh, gotta look for a lot of lizards, man. They make it, them hoochie coochies make it go a little smoothie woody.
I tell you what, man.
And Jerry, when you would stay at these hotels, these are hourly motels, correct?
Nah, man. I can't afford the hourlies. These are minutely. You know? No,
okay.
Best part is, man, he got a sleeper cab on his truck.
Absolutely, you know. It's mostly filled up with empties, but I got a sleeper cab there.
Do each of you have children in multiple states of the union?
Again, with all the litigation goes on right now with me, I best not say. I will say that that on paper, I got Trent Jr., man. On paper, I got Trent Jr. I love him, man.
You know, in some states and a couple commonwealths, there may be a Jerry Jacobs Jr. So, you know, it's out there. Oh. They're out there.
All right, man. All right.
Yeah, I mean, it's something to be proud of. Absolutely, though.
Hell yeah, man. I see this comment here, man. I love it, man. Isaac, man, who the hell is that, man? I hear he's only in here because his people control the media, too. So.
Well, damn. What's that for?
Man, your internet's having a little trouble, ain't it, bud?
I like Trump perspective. I'm inclusive.
You're inclusive of Trump. You like Trump.
I didn't hear that word now, did I?
I don't know what I heard, man. I'm having a hard time, but I might have to crack beer number 3 here. So what's going on, man? What are we doing here tonight, man? I think we're supposed to do some talk about wrestling, but I think first we're supposed to do a thing where they do a rest in peace segment, don't they?
Yeah, well, I don't know who died, but, you know, the same thing that we do every night before we go to bed, you know?
Yeah, I got a rest in peace here, man. Rest in peace to Dale Earnhardt, man.
Absolutely. Raise hell, praise Dale. Mm.
Amen, man. Amen.
God damn, man. Mm. You know, this is riveting entertainment right now.
Freedom never tasted so good, man. I love crushing the bud,
so,
man.
Did you guys say we're talking about the Deacon?
We're talking about all forms of the Batista.
That's what they said, man. They said we had to talk about Dave Batista, man. The fella from the Guardians of the Galaxy movie who's friends with the little Skrull fella.
He was in that Guardians of the Galaxy movie? I thought he only did that Army of the Dead shit on Netflix.
You know, I watched that movie the other day, man. That was pretty entertaining stuff.
Well, it produced by far the greatest segment in wrestling history with the zombies, man.
As oh, my goodness. I know. I seen that, and I said, you know what, man? That was something else, man. I got real, real, real excited about that.
That was such good shit, man.
Did you guys have an opinion on Batista's belly button ring?
The tattoo around that sucker?
And the piercing he had.
All the piercing he had. You know, here's the thing about something like that, man.
Well, damn.
Oh, man, I love when that kind of thing happens. Having me on day. Well, here's the thing about that kind of piercing and that kind of tattoo there, man, is that freaking... It certainly takes a certain kind of man, if you know what I mean, to do that. And that's a confident man.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. If he is rocking the mullet, a real, you know, business in the front, party in the back style, I think that would fit the gimmick a little bit more, you know?
Yeah,
it's a big difference.
You know, apparently, you know, he had a career before he was even in the WWF. You know that? Apparently he started in this OVW stuff.
Oh, I heard about that. It's Ohio Valley Wrestling. That's run by... See, here's the thing about that. Is that's run by one of the old fellas, man. James E. Cornette, man. I remember watching him back in the day, man.
Hell would I let that tennis racket wielding dude run a wrestling promotion?
Well, he had his parents' money. He had his mama's money, and boy, I tell you what, he used it to get the bestest wrestlers under his belt, man. I tell you what.
Absolutely. So, I have no idea. They queued this up for me. I don't know what it is, but they tell me this is what he came out to when he was at the OVW's.
the deep.
I'm not the one who's so far.
That's a little bit copyrighted, ain't it?
That's Godsmack, ain't it? That's definitely copyrighted. I know is that's number one in Shane's playlist.
Well, damn, that's some of the best damn music ever written. And, you know, I know the YouTube censors like 15 seconds, so we're going to stop it there before we get flagged and, you know, those police show up at Dozer's door here. That'd be really sad for him, wouldn't it?
Well, that was hypnotic. It did what it needed to do.
It did. And I think you get away with, now that we've had a few seconds break, we could probably listen another couple seconds of that song, man.
Absolutely.
How about you skip through it a little bit? Maybe skip, you know, another 20, 30, 40 seconds in. Maybe we can hear some of this going.
I'm playing it, but I forgot to share it. God damn it. High technology. Can you throw that up there for me, Trent?
Let me see what I can do, man. I see this button. What does it say? Add to.
There you go.
I think one of the things about this song is that this song is probably, and I think Shane would agree that this
is that
one
James
of the,
E. Cornette fella.
It is. It's one of the greatest rock heavy metal songs of all time.
Absolutely. I just need your help here because my eyesight ain't been that good since the accident.
Yes, sir. Well, that's why they let you drive the real big trucks, man.
Oh yeah, yeah. Cab over Pete with a reefer on, man. It's a great time, man.
Hell yeah, I found that reefer in the cabinet and I've been smoking it since we started.
Oh well, damn, man. You're smoking the devil's ass. Why are you doing that?
Well, I tell you what, it's free. Free buzz.
You know,
I ain't too much into the law, man.
He got some good seagulls, man. Some fine seagulls.
Yeah, you smoke them on the road, man.
All day, every day.
Hell but yeah, man.
You know I can't afford stuff this good. I'm normally smoking some Swisher Sweets and some stuff.
Well, I know Dozer. He had some good cigars, man. I see him always on this show smoking like crazy, man.
Absolutely. What next happened in the good old Batista, Korea?
Well, I don't know. Did he come up? He came up to WWE, didn't he?
I think he did. Now, you know, I think a lot of people think his career started with the Evolution stuff. But, you know, he had a little gimmick going on before that Evolution dealio. You know, wasn't he with that preacher man? Wasn't he with that preacher man? What was his name?
I don't know. Devon Dudley?
Hey, it was Devon.
Sounds like, yeah.
I don't think it was Dudley.
He won the Dudley at that point. His brother Devon.
Yeah, brother Devon.
That's right.
Oh, my brother, testify.
Them are some good times. Them are some real good times, man. I don't know what happened, man, but.
Batista came up and put on some eyeliner and a. Deacon's, is it a costume or wardrobe? I don't know what the right term is. And then he had the power of religion behind him.
Well, goddamn, man. The power of religion is something else, man. I've seen it made people walk in some of them churches I've been into.
Absolutely. You know, he had the power of the religion and the eyes of the right.
Oh, testify!
Please call my name. You know, I
listen to this,
man.
It's gonna
make me wanna go to church.
I wanna hear this
call my name. You know, church, whatever that is.
I'm having fun. That's a good song, man. Yes,
I can rock out to this.
Well,
Lord, give me
eyes of a right. Well, man, that's something else, man. I tell you what, bud, that was some good tunes, man. That sounded real nice, man. I'll tell you
can
what,
you do
I
fellas
could put that on the F-350 and just get it bumping.
Can you two fellas admit, tell me if you think that he's handsome or not?
Handsome? Well, that fella's a movie star. How could he not be handsome if you're on a movie?
Mm-hmm. Right. It's like Tom Cruise.
Well, here's the thing about Dave Bautista. Younger. Here's the thing about Dave Bautista, man. I saw him on the Twitters with Dana Brooke. Y'all see that?
Oh yeah, that was just some bad time, man.
Y'all see that, Brad Marcus? You'll see him on the Twitters with Dana Brooke. He got some hanky panky with her, man. Mm-hmm. I've been thinking about hanky panky because I got to take a second. I seen Isaac's girlfriend, the nurse there, man. She's something else. That girlfriend he's got, Hannah, she is something else, bud. Mm. That's right. That's right. Mm. I'm going to do this right now, man. I'm going to say that girl he got, she's real cute, man. I'm going to try and get some hanky panky going with that girl there, man. Well, Isaac's got a real fine girlfriend there, man. He's real lucky.
You know what? God damn, man. You know, I think if there was some sort of bet going on right now, I think it's just been fulfilled. Wouldn't you think that if there was some sort of bet going on, some sort
of I don't know nothing about that, man. All I'm saying is that if she come around here, man, and he's at work and, you know, something slips out of these cutoff shorts she happens to get interested in, and, you know, sometimes something happens, man. You know, you never know, man.
You're just a man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And how can you say no to this, man?
But wild thing, you know, to get back to the original question, Mr. Brad asked us.
I don't remember what that was, man.
You know, you've been to prison a couple of times.
Yeah, so, last week, man.
Yeah. So he asked how handsome this man Bautista is. So, how many nights before you have a rendezvous with him?
Well, here's the thing. Is it Dave Bautista I'm rendezvousing with?
Absolutely, but I don't think you're going to get much of a choice.
I don't need to go to jail to rendezvous with a famous rock star like him. He's on the movies, man. That's what I'm saying. He's on the movies. You can't be ugly nowadays on the movies. It's not like back in the day when you could be Walter Matthau and be famous on the movie pictures. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that no more, bud. You got to be Tom Cruise. You got to be what's his name from the Jim from The Office.
You got to be Jim from The Office.
All jacked up.
Got to be what's his face? Even Adam Cole's bigger than Tom Cruise, man. I don't know what you're talking about here.
Yeah, but Tom
and Adam
Cruise,
Cole hangs out with Stuart Little.
Tom Cruise got his own production company, though. He makes his own movies, man. Then he jumps out of a goddamn airplane, man. That man is invincible, man. That Scientology he's on, man. I swear to God, man, I spent... This is some more reasons why me and Tammy ain't together, but I spent probably about $25,000 trying to get to OT1, man. I couldn't even get to operating Dayton, man. They said that my Thetans were just out of control, man.
Tom Cruise should be dead by now if it wasn't for Scientology with all the stunts he insists on doing.
That's right.
People are kidding themselves if they think he's just doing it without the help of Scientology.
Tom Cruise, he's OT8.
Sorry, I got worked up about that.
No, you have every right to get worked up because...
Thank you.
He's clear, man. He's gone completely clear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's got all the Thetans out. He's an operating Thetan level 8. He's gone all the way up the bridge, man, all the way to the top, man. He's seen things that you don't understand, man. He can manipulate time itself.
With just a smile and a look. I've heard that too, Wild Thing.
Although I will say one thing about Tom Cruise and his smile. Have you seen his smile? Tom Cruise's smile?
It's enchanting.
Well, it's a little funny once you see the tooth.
The tooth? You got tooth?
Yeah,
don't they all have perfect teeth? Like, can't they afford them fancy dentists that aren't, you know, at a truck stop?
I want to show you something right here, man.
You're going to show me something, man.
You see that right there? You see that right there? That's the center of his face. You go straight down from that, that's the center of his teeth.
Hey, dumbass.
Look at that. Look at that.
Dumbass, you ain't sharing it, dumbass.
I'm not sharing it.
You've painted a great picture, Trent.
Yeah.
Here we go. Look at that. Look at that. Tell me that tooth ain't funny place, man. And I got fucked up teeth from all the chaw I done. But goddamn, look at that tooth, man. That's in the wrong spot, brother.
Well, hot damn, man. Why? How do you have a tooth in the wrong spot?
Well, I don't know, man. But he's an operating Thetan, so that must be some kind of antenna to the outer space, man.
Oh, that means it's an implant. It's obviously an implant.
That would make a lot of sense, man. Mm-hmm. I wonder if it has to do with them COVID shots they're giving out to everybody nowadays, where magnetizing your arms.
Ain't nothing real left in this world.
I don't know, man. I seen some real shit, man. I seen some real shit, man. I tell you what.
Yeah. You Vermontians.
Did either of you guys smoke the vaccine as the way to get it into your system?
Nah, I snorted it.
Guys, okay.
Man, right, I ain't putting that in me, man. I tell you what, man. I seen my friend, he posted on the internet that he got his dad. He put a magnet on his arm. I swear to Christ right now, man.
I'm sure this is true.
I swear to sweet baby Jesus, he put the magnet right on his arm. He put it on the spot of the injection. And that sumbitch stuck right on there. He put it below injection, that sumbitch slide right off.
Dumbass, it just because you're a fat, sweaty fuck.
Well, how you explain, he put it on the same arm, a half inch lower, and it fell right off, man. You can't explain that. That's a fucking government conspiracy.
So is he using that still? Like, does he put up, like, a child's, like, artwork on his arm, like, under the magnet? Does he use it to his advantage, you know?
That's where he stores the clean needles for later.
Yeah, shopping list.
I don't know what he used it for, but now that you mention it, man, that might actually be an applicable application.
You know, it makes it easy. It's like changeable tattoos for all of my ladies. I can just hang up their name right there, Tammy. Oh, shit, I'm not supposed to say that one.
Wait a minute. You son of a bitch.
Long-haul trucking has its advantages.
My second cousin, so I can't get mad at him. But it makes sense. She is a bitch whore, I tell you what, man. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm trying to shack up with Isaac's girlfriend, Hannah, man.
Look, I may be your second cousin, but Tammy's my first cousin, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, sir. I tell you what, man. One of these times, man, we should fucking double-team her in the back of your truck, man.
Second.
Yeah, I can't double team her in my truck. I only got a Ranger. I can't afford the fancy shit.
I'm talking about your sleeper cab.
Oh, my big rig. My rig ain't got no room in there. There's barely enough room for me in there. You know I can't afford them real nice big rigs. It's like a twin bed in there. Mm-hmm. Enough space for me and old Yeller.
Is that what you call your lot lizard?
No, that's what I call my Great Dane that rides in the truck with me.
What we got here? What's this next song right here? We got
it called Line of the Sand by that Motorhead. It's from dang on Evolution days.
I tell you what, man, I'm gonna drink for a rest in peace for Lemmy, man.
Oh, Lemmy wanted to. What? The only damn thing to ever come good out of them goddamn Britons.
I tell you what, man. I get a little emotional about Lemmy. I'm sorry. There's two people.
No, take your time.
I get emotional about dying back Daryl.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Emotional about Lemmy.
That's such tragedy.
I get emotional about Dale. But we're good. We're good.
We all get emotional about Dale sometimes, man.
I know.
You know, should never happen. You know, he should have only had the 6-pack before he got in that car that day, not the 12-pack.
That's why I didn't vote for Trump, because I'm against walls. That's right. That's a little Dale Earnhardt joke.
Well, goddamn, man. 28 minutes in till I broke, but damn, man, that was a good one.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. I'm just saying fucking Dale Earnhardt was a legend. And anybody who besmirches his fucking good name and his history and his legend, I ain't voting for him. That's all I'm saying. So did we listen to that Motorhead? I'm sorry.
I did that.
I don't think we did. I think I almost
you had gotten
crying.
Upset, and then yeah,
I'm sorry.
You lost your composure. It's okay.
Let's do it. Let's do it. It's Brenda Brown. Brenda Brown, you are some kind of beautiful. I tell you what.
Well, damn. Hello, Brenda. How you doing? Welcome to Such Good Shit.
Brenda, I hear you're friends on the podcast, and I'm just happy to have you here.
Yeah, welcome. Oh, damn. I'm right. My hit damn lighter ran out of fuel. Oh, I should probably stop it before we get flagged for copyright.
I haven't heard a goddamn thing, so I think we're good, man. I don't think
it's heard a lick
for us. Yeah, I ain't heard a goddamn thing, but I'm sure that's a fine tune. This is
I don't know what's going on.
It looks like it's good.
It looks fantastic. What's the name of that song? Let me try and see if I can find a line in the sand.
There's more than one way to do this. I'll just go old school with this one.
Hold on. I got you, brother. I got you right now. Watch this happen right here. Oh, yeah. He got it. Here we go.
Good thing you got it, man. I haven't heard a damn song all night, man. I've just been hitting buttons.
Yeah, nice.
Evolution is a mystery.
I like the
still a mystery.
That's a fine tune right there, man.
Oh, goddamn, man. That's some of the best damn music ever written.
I picture Triple H making love to Stephanie with that music on in the background.
No.
I assume that's not just me.
No. We all know Triple H makes love to Stephanie. He enters the bedroom. I am the king. The king of kings.
Man, every night before I finish jerking, I picture China making love to Triple H. I don't know what y'all talking about. What was Batista's next theme song called?
Well, the next theme song was like his only theme song that everybody knows. And, you know, I just got to stop y'all for a moment because his next theme song, it produced by far one of the best goddamn entrances that ever happened. And that was I Walk Alone, man.
Well, did he come to the ring alone too, didn't he? You ain't even playing the song again.
Well, hold on, damn it.
Again, it hold looks on. Like the music is gonna be
it
good
looks,
from just the video.
Fan.
Yeah, goddamn
it.
Oh,
there
it
is. Here we go.
Technical difficulties.
Y'all hear that?
He's angry.
Oh, yeah, that loud.
Oh, yeah, bud.
Yeah, he's upset.
I tell you what, I listen to that every morning when I'm drinking on the school bus, bringing them children to school.
Annoying children.
I ain't heard you that good since I saw Skinner in 86.
Man, that just hits me right in the sweet spot, bud. That's a song that makes my head tingle.
You know,
it's one of those anthems.
It sure enough is, pal.
The word on the street is, you know, that iconic entrance came when he was visiting the goddamn Canadas, and they finished the show and they had to use their pyro before they came home. So he just said, "Hey man, watch this," and he stood in front and pretended he was shooting a big gun, and they went, "Yeah, that's gonna be your entrance from now on."
I want to shoot a gun in Canada too, man.
I would not recommend shooting a gun in goddamn Canada, man. It's a dangerous place.
Well, I tell you what, man. That's one of the things I say God bless America about is that I can carry guns if I want.
Well, you know, here's the problem, man. You know you can't go up there. You got a record. They don't let anybody up there with the record. They don't
ain't about the record, man. It's about the DUIs, man. That's really what they care about. They don't want no DUIs up there.
They don't even let damn R-Truth up there.
Yes, sir, man. It's a damn shame.
It's a damn shame. You know he the part I look forward to the most every night I watch Monday Night Raw.
You know, man, Chili Cheese Coney Slim Jams, man, in honor of Racha Ran Randy Savage, man.
Oh, damn, man. Macho Man. Well, make you sure know, you snap into it nice and cool.
Something about the mixture of a little bit of the that nice grizzly straight long cut juice mixing with the Slim Jim and a little bit of Budweiser. Mmm. Reminds me of childhood.
Reminds me of this time on the 6th of the June under the dark of the moon with a Kentworth hauling hogs, man. It was a good old time, man.
This fella right here, man. Them long haul truckers, man, you just, their sense of humor, man. It's quick, man. Look, it's quick.
Look, man, there was one time, man, I was out of Chi-Town and they even had a bear in the air. It was a crazy thing, man. They were trying to get my ass on something I didn't even do.
Man, I tried getting some ass a few times, man.
You ain't gonna be successful, man. You know Tammy's got you all locked up.
Listen, man, I think I stand a chance with that Hannah lady. She's real cute, man. Isaac, I don't know about him, man. I don't know what she sees in that feller, but...
I don't know, but I know she watches this show, so that's gonna be some goddamn interesting conversations they're gonna be having afterwards.
Well, I tell you what, man. If she is watching this show, you're too good for that feller. You're one fine piece of woman right there.
Does Hannah have a sister or a brother?
She got a brother. She got a brother and a sister.
Oh, damn, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Just putting it out there.
You got, there you go, man. There you go, man. But none of them are quite as fine as his little lady there, man. I tell you what, man. She's a real piece of meat, man. She got a turd cutter so sweet, man. She shits maple candy.
Well, yeah. You know, she may be sweet and all, but, you know, she ain't as good as my old ball and chain, man.
Well, I ain't.
You know, I only get to see her like 2-3 days a month, which, you know, is the right amount. But
that's the perfect amount.
It's a good time when I'm home.
Cheers for that.
Yeah.
I'll crack another sweet, sweet can of freedom for that.
Goddamn, man, how many cans of freedom you at?
I don't know, man. I don't know how to count that high, man. I got a whole case of freedom right here, man.
Man, you gonna bring your empties to get the 5 cents on them, or can you just leave them on the porch and I'll pick them up my next time to town?
Yes, sir, man. You know I got you, man. Second cousins gotta stick together.
Damn right, brother.
Woo-wee, boy.
Oh, damn, man. So... Well, you know, Batista is the animal here. He did a lot of damn good things, man. He won the big gold belt a couple times. He did the big thumbs down. He beat people up, man.
Didn't he fight that big Indian trailer inside the giant stick cage there?
Oh, yeah, the Punjabi prison match.
That Punjabi prison, man. What a fucking match that was, man. That, you know, shit set my ass on fire, man. It was so exciting.
You know,
it was
what?
Electrifying.
Incredible.
Second greatest match type they ever done gone had in WWF.
Incredible.
The first is obviously... that Kennel from Hell match.
I love the Kennel from Hell, but you know what?
Yeah.
One of my favorite matches of all time is the goddamn one they had on the back of the of that big rig truck, man. Dusty Rhodes driving down the road. Goddamn, what a fun match that was.
I bet you didn't know, but Jared Jacobs Sr. was the guy driving that truck.
Goddamn.
Wow.
My good old Pappy was driving that truck during all that. You know, they made it look like it was Dusty, but it was really Jerry Jacobs Sr.
Well, paint my ass blue and call me a baboon. I did not know that.
Goddamn, man. Yeah, it was a good time, man. He always talked about that. You know, and do you know his best friend? You know Jerry Jacobs Sr.'s best friend was in wrestling?
I got no clue, man.
Because he did a lot of work for the different federations back in the day. And, you know, he hooked up with this boy in WCW named Ralphus.
Didn't he work with that Chris Jericho feller?
Oh, absolutely. That
from
guy. Yeah, man. You know, one of those damn Canadians. This is a bad time, man.
Man, I don't much care for them Canadians, man. I'll tell you what. I don't much trust much of them.
acting.
But I do love some Dave Bautista, man. Y'all remember that one time he got in that Royal Rumble?
Oh, the Blue-tista.
No, it was before the blue one, man. He got in this Royal Rumble back in 2005? 2005, I think it was 2005. He was the last one in that ring with John Cena, man. Him and John Cena done fell out the ring the same time. It ain't even no one, man. It was one of the dumbest things I ever seen, man. I tell you what, Vince McMahon came pissed off down to the ring, pulled both fucking quads, man, hamstrings or whatever, tore them suckers right up, sat in the ring, looking confused as hell. Had to restart the whole match, but instead of bringing all 30 contestants back in the ring, they restarted the whole match with two. And that didn't make much sense to me, but I tell you what.
No, everybody knows. Precedence was set. You set it back to four people, and you hold another whole dang on pay-per-view for that shit. And throw them into a match with complicated rules that it's both the Royal Rumble and a normal Fatal 4-Way at the same damn time, man.
That don't make much sense to me, but I tell you what, man. I remember seeing that and thinking, goddamn, Bautista, you fucking won that match the first time. You had to go back in. That weren't fair. It weren't fair to Bautista that time. It ain't fair now. He should have won the first time. It was crystal clear John Cena hit first. But, you know, Vince McMahon, he got hurt out of the deal. So sometimes you get a little bit of, you get a little bit of sprinkles on your shit Sunday.
Absolutely. But, you know, they couldn't tell if John Cena hit first because nobody could see him. It's a problem.
Now, I see what you did there, pal. That's a good joke.
Now,
you can't see me. I get it. No, I get it. You can't see me.
Remember that time that CM Punk dude out of Chi-Town gave him an armband to join the Nexus?
Man, that Nexus, they scared the
hell out of me. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Absolutely, man. He joined the Nexus, man, and it was a good time, man.
That CM Punk scared the hell out of me, man. The whole Nexus... The straight edge side, man, all of them scared the hell out of me, man. The idea of putting down the can and not being able to have a nice sweet fucking soda, freedom soda. God.
Or cut your hair, Trent. They would have, man, what they would have done to those lovely locks.
I tell you what, man, you get scissors anywhere near this shit, I go straight into karate mode. I tell you what, man, I'll give you one of them karate chops that Bruce Lee taught you, the 1-inch chop. I'll cut your goddamn head right off, man. Don't you dare touch my locks or my Patriot Punch, I tell you what.
Oh, the Patriot Punch, man. That's how it done, man. And you know, he even did a stint.
Guns out, guns out. We're ready to go.
Where's the beach?
That way, bud.
He even did a little stint in NXT, helping all the rookies a little bit there now.
Did he really, man? Who are we talking about? Dave Bautista?
Yeah!
I don't remember that. I didn't watch NXT. That seemed a little bit too independent for me. But you know what I did watch? I watched some of Dave Bautista's movies.
Oh, we watched movies, man.
Fantastic actor. One of America's finest actors.
Well, I'll tell you what.
According to me.
He is a diamond in the rough, as they say. He is an incredible. He's done some really, really good stuff.
Look, he right up there with the best actor to ever exist. You know, it kind of goes Dave Bautista, and then the top list, you got Vin Diesel.
Hell no, it ain't Vin Diesel. What the hell are you talking about? We got it's Chuck Norris and then the rest of the world.
Yeah, well, Chuck Norris ain't acted in anything since The Expendables.
He don't need to act anything but Walker, Texas Ranger to be the
best damn TV
alive.
Show.
You said the magic words.
Thank you very much.
You know,
Walker, Texas Ranger, hit roundhouse kick you right to the face, man. You better watch out with that roundhouse kick.
Man, he always wins. Quick.
You never know.
Man, if this was back in the early aughts, man, it'd be like that damn ginger, Conan O'Brien and his roundhouse kick leather.
You get a roundhouse kick to the face, man. You better watch out.
Oh, man, you never know what Chuck Norris is going to be right behind you, man. You know, man, a snake bit him, and after 3 days of excruciating pain, the snake died.
That's right. Well, I will say Dave Bautista is a fine movie film actor. I saw him in that Riddick film. You ever see that Riddick film? Mm. It was number 3 in the Riddick films.
Started sure, out sure, with of
Pitch Black. Pitch Black horror film. Real good.
Any Dave Bautista fan, a real Dave Bautista fan, has seen that.
That's right. That's right.
Absolutely. But
the first one was not. He weren't in the first one. He weren't.
No,
in
that was Riddick. That was a Vin Diesel vehicle.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. Is everyone talks about The Rock and Vin Diesel, but the first one to really do it, Vin Diesel and Dave Bautista, man. Dave Bautista, that was 2013, man. He was badass in that movie, man. I tell you what, he got to fight with Vin Diesel. That was good stuff. And right after, he had his big break right after. Everyone talks about Guardians of the Galaxy 2014, but I tell you what, Riddick was 2013.
But Guardians of the Galaxy, man, that soundtrack had straight bangers, man. They had some Blue Suede on there.
Man, Blue Suede, man, them fuckers really do know how to rock an arena, man.
Oh, man, yeah. Ooga chaka, ooga chaka, ooga chaka. Man, I put on that 8-track in my rig about every 100 miles or so.
I love some of that stuff. They have that group, man. They was the first Native Americans ever to go platinum, man. And they sang that song that he was dancing around to at the beginning of that movie. Y'all remember that?
Yeah. Wow.
Hey. That was a good tune, man. That was a good tune, man. That one made me my toe tap.
You ever see them special features on that second Guardians of the Galaxy movie?
I don't know what you're talking about, man. They got special features? I'm going to be honest here, man. I usually just watch VHS tapes, man.
Oh, man. I know, man.
It's the only way to watch film.
You got to get up with the DVD crowd, man. Come up with the times. But you know, man, they have these special features in there, and they have a music video with Dave Bautista and the one, the only, David Hasselhoff.
Two geniuses on this silver screen.
Oh, absolutely. The best musicians and actors to ever live. Man, I remember watching the Baywatch and the Pamela Andersons. Both of them.
And Pamela Anderson, man, goddamn.
Oh, yeah.
Goddamn, that girl, man. She had some big hoo-ha's on her, man.
Yeah. Don't they all, though? That's how they lure you in. Then they trap you and take half positions.
Like a goddamn hurricane, man. They come in hot and wet, and they leave and take half. They take your car and in your house. That's right, man.
It's like a damn bad country song, man.
That's right, man. There's no bad country songs. Ain't no bad country songs, man. I don't think, at least. Maybe there is a bad country song, but I don't know.
I've never seen or heard one that would qualify as bad.
As long as it comes from the King George Strait, it's a damn good song in my book.
But now you're talking classics.
That's some good stuff right there, man.
Yep. And that Toby Keith fella, he writes some good stuff, man. You know, he talks about Red Solo Cups and being pissed off at foreign nationals.
Yes, sir. There's plenty of foreign nationals that I get pissed off at, man.
Absolutely. But you know, that's not what we're here to talk about. We're talking about that Dave Bautista. Now, wasn't he supposed to be in the Hall of Fame for 2020 or something? Who the hell is that?
That's Redbone, man. That's them fellas from that movie we were talking about. Remember that song?
The space movie.
That's a good one, man. That one with them space cowboys and such. That was a great film, man. Come and get your love.
Well, damn, man. You got some facts going on here. You should,
I'm a special correspondent. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a special correspondent for Such Good Shoots.
You should try to be on that show at 7, Jeopardy.
Jeopardy.
Can I throw out a question to you two?
Absolutely.
You ask me.
Okay. So,
I'm proud of you, man.
If Batista, you know, as we know, Batista is an amazing actor. I mean, amazing is not even a powerful enough word. Do you think the movie would have been more successful or as successful if the movie instead of Guardians of the Galaxy was called Batista in Space? Same story, same characters, but do you think that would have made the movie more successful?
I think 100%. That's a brilliant idea, my friend. I think if
Batista in Space, Volume 1 and Volume 2.
It's like, you know, people don't know what they're getting when they see Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, you know, I mean, I'm a fairly well-educated feller, but I, you know, Guardians is an awful big word.
I know who
Batista is. I know what space is. Boom, you got a straight sale there. It's like snakes on a plane. I know what I'm
saying. Sold.
Greatest movie of all time. Am I right?
You're right.
There's too many snakes on this motherfucking plane, friends. Such good shit.
Oh man, that's the best shit, man. You know, I'm sad they never made a sequel, Snakes on a Train.
You know, that's one of them movies that's probably still in secret production, man. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw that soon, man.
Yeah, they probably won't be able to afford the Samuel L. Jacksons again, though.
I don't know, man. I was watching. See, one of the things I like to do is I like to go on the YouTube. Y'all ever been on the YouTubes? I think we're broadcasting on there now. But if you go
on the
YouTubes.
I've been on the Pornhubs, but I ain't been on the YouTubes.
Are you on a pro tip, my friend?
Yeah.
There's a little website called XNXX. They got all sorts of big-titted women on there that you can look at and spank your little Peter to, and it's wonderful. Now, I forgot what I was talking about because we got on the track of Pornhub, so if anyone remembers where I was saying or what I was doing...
Email it to hgspodcast605@gmail.com.
I'll remember later, man. That's some good shit, man. Well... I don't know where I was headed with that, man, because I got distracted by the internet's pornography.
You watch it on the YouTubes.
Yeah, you were talking about the YouTubes.
I was talking about the YouTubes, man, some of the shit I watch on there.
Absolutely.
I still don't remember.
Ah, damn, man, we may lose train of thought, man. You've been hitting too much of that Isaac's Devil's Lettuce, haven't you?
I think you're probably right, man. This stuff is real potent. If you want to buy some, you should hit him up, man, because this shit is real good.
Hey, man, this podcast ain't got no sponsors yet.
I tell you what, we got one sponsor, man.
Yeah, they told me to read this. What was it? You got it, damn.
I know what it is. Here we go, man. See, you're a little fucked up, but I got it written down right here. It's the Credit Union of Northern Tennessee, man. My hometown, man. Northern Tennessee, man. I love
absolutely,
the Credit Union,
man.
That you know, bitch Timmy's got an account there.
Do all your banking through the Credit Union Northern Tennessee. They'll take care of you real good now. You hear?
You here now? You take care of that shit, man. You put your money in that account, it's going to be safe forever, man. Tennessee, man, you think any of them fucking fellas are going to come in and take your money there? Hell no, man.
It'll be there till the end of time.
Well, there's kind of a problem putting your money into the Credit Union in Northern Tennessee. You know, you put it there long enough and then half of it just disappears. But they only ever take half.
Listen, fella, they're our sponsors. We ain't trying to fuck that up.
I ain't trying to fuck it up. That's what happens. It's in the brochure.
They're professionals.
I still want to know what I watch on YouTube. Yeah, I forget, man. That's some shit, ain't it? I tell you what, man, this shit is something else. Y'all ever tried this stuff before? God damn, it's good.
Nah, man, I only smoke leaves hand rolled into nice long cylinders. I like to put big black things in my mouth all night.
Isaac hand rolled these himself, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I didn't know he had some pre-rolls for you.
Yeah, he rolled them up. I went and took them.
Oh, damn, man. You are a real friend, man. You're saving him right there, man.
Silly son of a bitch. Man, he left that shit lying around, man. I just had to steal his lighter, man, in his ashtray. And send a message to his lady friend.
Absolutely. But you know what? Do we have any final thoughts on the Dave Bautista?
You know what? I do have a final thought. I saw that movie with the Army of the Dead, and I tell you what, man, it didn't make no good damn sense, but it sure was entertaining. So Dave Bautista, I tell you what, you're a handsome fella, and I'm just happy you're out there, man.
Go on, Brad.
Oh, I was just going to say that I saw a trailer with Batista and a young actress, a little girl.
Damn it, you said movie trailer and it sparked that shit right now.
I'm sorry.
I remember. No, you're good. You finish your sentence.
I was in tears by the end. To the point where I didn't have to see the movie. I love Dave Bautista.
I love that man. What movie trailer did you see? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I have no idea what the name was.
Well,
it was a recent one.
This is what I was watching on the YouTube. I was watching a whole collection of movie trailers that were new this week, and two of them contained Samuel L. Jackson. I'm saying it'd be cheap to get
that
some bitch.
Damn, yeah.
Man. There were two movies back to back gonna have Samuel Jackson in them. Both of them were about the same movie, it looked like. I think he just went fucking filmed them both on the same set.
Absolutely, now.
Well, I'm glad I remembered that before this podcast went off the air, because I tell you, that would have haunted my soul for the rest of my life. I tell you.
Yeah, that would have hurt your brain.
Well, I ain't got much of one of them left, but I tell you what, man, it would have bothered me.
Yeah,
now, I will say, man, as much as I like watching Army of the Dead, man, you know, if you got the time, you know, you got to get one of those Xbox thingamajigs, and you got to play the video game of it. I think it's Dead Rising 2. Man, it's basically that, man. Except you get to kill the damn zombies.
I ain't never had no video games, man. I can't afford that fancy shit. All I know is that if you go watch that movie, man, you're going to have one hell of a time. You're going to say, why the hell do they have robot zombies? You're going to say that to yourself in the movie. You ever thought you were going to say that sentence to yourself? Say, well, goddamn, man, why do you think they have robot zombies, huh? And she's going to say, I don't know. And then you're going to get in a goddamn fight. And
well,
end
damn.
Up in jail twice in 3 days.
Well, damn, that sounds like the Philip K. Dick shit right there.
You just call me a dick?
Nah, I said Philip K. Dick. He's one of those authors. He's a writer. He writes books.
I see. I don't get into that
shit, man. They now have them on tape and 8-track. I can listen to them in my truck.
I got one of them picture books in the wrestle crate that Isaac got. It's got some nice titties in it.
Oh, nice, nice. But, you know, I think this is the point where they tell me, you gotta like, you gotta subscribe to Such Good Shoot, because, you know, they got some good stuff coming up right up soon. You know, apparently next week they're watching Cold Day in Hell. Well, you know what? I'm gonna have a cold one in hell right now, man.
You know what, man? Hold on a second.
Hold on a second. Oh, shit, man. We got a phone call coming in. It's live, man.
Uh-huh. It's here. Yeah, this is Trent. Yeah. No, I know I told you that. Yeah. No. No, she fine. I know. She probably asleep by now.
Get to the point of it.
Uh-huh. Holy shit, you do. Next Thursday?
Next Thursday?
Next fucking Thursday, no shit. Duke the Dumpster Droz? You got Duke the Dumpster Droz next Thursday on interview. Well, goddamn, man. Yeah, no, I know I'm a piece of shit. Yeah, I know I'm an asshole. Well, I'll tell the people. I'll promote it. Sure, I'll fucking promote it, man. I'm sorry.
God damn, man.
Yeah, hold on a second. We got to finish the podcast, man. I'm going to let you go. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Apparently, next week, we got an interview on Such Good Shoot with Duke the Dumpster Droves, my friends.
Damn, man. Ain't he from that era of wrestling where everybody had to have a profession?
That's right. That's right around when Stone Cold Steve Austin come in.
Yeah, there was the dumpster guy. There was the repo guy. There was the dentist guy, man.
There was everybody, a hockey player. A baseball player.
There was an accountant dude, man. I don't trust that damn accountant dude.
From Brooklyn.
There's like furry and feathered wrestlers.
That's right.
It was a weird
next
time.
Next Thursday, check in, because we're going to have probably the real host back, because I don't know if we're going to be allowed back on here. I know if Shane's around, he ain't going to let this happen again.
Nah, man, I feel a cease and desist letter coming to me right now.
He don't like fun like the way we like fun.
Nah, man. He just can't drink them Bud Heavies.
No, sir, he can't, man. The Freedom Tea, man.
How many cans of Freedom are you on?
I don't know. I think this is 5 or 6. I don't know. I got a few over here. This one's done. I'm drinking this one still. Hold on. I got this one over here. I think I might open one more as we're on our way.
We're going to recycle those to save the planet and shit, man.
Yeah, I'm going to get my nickels.
Oh, for sure.
I'll tell you what, man. It's about that time. We're such good shoots. We're probably going to head out. Such good shoots. I'm going to go for a little drive, enjoy the nice night, get some cool air, road soda.
Absolutely. And I hope when people edit it, they remember to put up some disclaimers and bullshit. But subscribe, find our group down there. Subscribe.
Don't drink and drive.
Subscribe to their Patreon. That boy Dozer, I don't think he needs the money, but I think he'd like the money, if you know what I mean. And, you know, it'll be just a damn good time because we got to make that Shane old boy watch the best movie ever made, They Live. But till next time, I'm Jerry Jacobs Jr., special correspondent for Such Good Shoot. Dad over there, what's your name again, second cousin?
My name is Trent, the Wild Dang Richards, my friend.
Okay, and down there, where can we find you, my good old parole officer?
You can't find me anywhere, but, if you're in my area, knock on my door, or check to see if the door is unlocked, come in. I'm in Champaign, Illinois, so that's my main thing going on. So
I heard you got podcasts.
Yes, I have a podcast. It's Toilet Side Wrestling Talk. It's on a brief hiatus, but it'll be back, and we interview independent wrestling stars.
I hear you got some big news coming for that podcast, man. I heard there's a lot of fucking big things on the horizon for you, man. I'm big excited for you. I'm gonna ride your coattails all the way to Hollywood.
Thank you for your support, Mr. Richards and Jacobs.
We love
Junior.
You, man.
Absolutely, man. Next time I get my child support money, I'm gonna subscribe to your Patreon if you ever get one. But till next time, this has been Such Good Shoot.
Such good shoots, thank you.
Take care, everyone.
Praise hell, praise Dale.
What the fuck?